is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Hello, friends. It's good to be with you again to worship each week here at Bible Home Church. Now, we're continuing our series, as you know, about the false Jesuses. And I'll tell you, they are multiplying and mushrooming rapidly, but thank God there is a real Jesus. And you know, all you have to do is get your Bible out and start with the first gospel there, Matthew. And anytime you feel a little low, you need a little something to buck you up, well, there it is. You know, it says in the Bible that God inhabits the praises of his people. Do you know what that means when you begin to praise God and thank him for his word? Thank Christ for coming here and being our Savior. God, actually, the Holy Spirit of God, inhabits those praises. Now, somehow we don't seem to understand that. That when you speak, when you start to praise God and show him the respect and love and caring in your heart for him, he actually inhabits. In other words, he lives in, he resides in your praises. So a lot of people say, oh, I wish God were close to me right now. Well, that's the way to do it. Start praising him and thanking him in all things, for all things work together for good. Well, we're going to continue exposing the old devil and these false Jesuses out there. I call this series, you know, 1,001 Jesuses. Well, there's even more than that, it seems like, today. And that's understandable, because that's the one place the devil would really want to attack, isn't it? The truth about who Jesus is. Well, we had Walt Mills last time on this program, and he invited us all to his mansion in heaven. And I'm going to take him up on his offer someday. But now we're going to have Walt Mills come with another message in song, and he's going to talk about Jesus. And you know, I like the words to this tune because, well, let me give you the title. Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. Yeah. If Jesus weren't there, well, it really wouldn't be a heaven. Now, would it? You know, I was thinking about the power of Jesus' name and how it's able to transform lives. And I was reading about this little girl in Littleton, Colorado, Cassie Bernal. Just, I think she was 16, 17 years of age. She was one of the ones killed in the library of that high school by those two young thugs that were possessed by devils. And you know, there's no doubt about it. They sought out those who were Christians. I mean, you know, everybody was talking about, oh, they were after the jocks. And no, they were after Christians. And little Cassie was in that library, and one of the gunmen came up to her and pointed the gun right at her head. And he demanded to know. He said, do you believe in God? And of course, these two had made it plain in that school that they hated and despised God. And I believe Cassie knew then that if she testified of Jesus, they would shoot her. And according to eyewitness accounts, this was on national TV, even on the Larry King show, eyewitness accounts, Cassie Bernal, even with that gun pointed at her face, looked up, and she said, they were amazed. She said with firmness and love in her voice, she answered, when the man, the monster that killed her, said, do you believe in God? Her response, little Cassie said, I believe in Jesus Christ. And he shot her dead. Well, you see, there was a story about Cassie. Because only a short time before that, a year or so before, she had gotten into all kind of things. Witchcraft. Oh, that school was a hotbed of witchcraft and paganism. She had gotten involved in that. Heavy metal, satanic rock music. You know, her parents became so concerned because they were Bible-believing Christians and they were so broken-hearted. They actually took Cassie Burnell out of that school and began to homeschool her so they could teach her more about Jesus and get her away from the influence of witchcraft and paganism and Satan, that was that spirit that had pervaded that Littleton High School. They even sent her to a summer camp, church summer camp. And it was there that she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And you know, after she accepted Christ, they said, the other students said that she was such a witness. She brought her Bible to class with her every day. Now, where do you find that in America? I mean, I'm telling you, they'll laugh at you. They'll spit at you. They'll make faces at you. Now, she was a beautiful girl. It doesn't matter what her physical appearance was, but she was a very beautiful girl physically. Just had such a bright, shining face. But I believe the Spirit of God was on young Cassie. I believe in Jesus Christ, she said, right before she was dead. Well, she's with the Lord now. She's in her mansion in the sky. I know her parents miss her. And you know, the sad part of it was, on a number of news accounts after that, they misquoted Cassie. The Washington Post, for example, stated that when Cassie Bernal was asked, "Do you believe in God?" she responded, "Yes, I believe in God." And that's what was in Newsweek and Time Magazine and CBS News. You see, the newsmen changed it around. Her words were, "I believe in Jesus." But that was too much to report. This brave young girl who was victimized by these horrible satanic thugs. They didn't want to report that her last words were, "I believe in Jesus," so they just made it into God. Well, of course, God is God, and that can be okay, but I know why they did it, don't you? You see, God is just a generic term. There are many gods and there are many goddesses that people worship. But the true Jesus is the God that is true, that is real. And in Philippians, we are told, in a letter to the Philippians in the Bible, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You know, the ancient Jews, most of them did not know the name of Jesus. But just to a few, Abraham, for example, was given a revelation. Jesus, that Abraham saw his, Jesus' time, and was glad for it. There were just a few of the old prophets that saw ahead in their visionary prophecies to Christ Jesus coming. He was the mystery of godliness, hidden until his coming. The Word that was made flesh, according to John chapter 1. But now he is exalted and at the right hand of God and is God. He was, of course, with God from the beginning and was with God and was God even then. And Paul said in his letter to the Philippians that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, even down below in hell. Every knee. Now those two thugs that killed young Cassie, I guarantee you, there is absolutely no doubt they will bow down and beg Jesus forgiveness for what they did. But it'll be too late for them. Somebody didn't reach them with the Word of God. They will be in hell forever. I believe that. There is no evidence that anyone knows of that they accepted Jesus. And if that's true, they will be in hell. But not Cassie Bernal. You see, I don't believe that the Washington Post and CBS wanted to admit that Cassie Bernal testified that name of Jesus. They tried to hide it, to keep it away from the world, because that name is so powerful. It is so very mighty. It saves the name of Jesus because it represents he who came and died on the cross. Well, Walt Mills now is going to talk about what Jesus means to heaven. And I think you're going to like this song. And then we're going to go right in. We're going to continue the series about the false Jesuses. But first, let's hear about the real Jesus up in heaven from Brother Walt.
I've heard of a land that is wondrously fair. They say that its splendor is far beyond compare. In that place that's called heaven, my soul longs to be, for where Jesus is, it will be heaven for me. Heaven for me. Heaven for me. Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. All its beauty and wonder I'm longing to see, but Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. If the walls were not jasper and its streets were not gold, if mansions would crumble, and if folks still grew old, still I've seen everything I've been longing to see. For if Jesus is there, it will be heaven for me. Heaven for me. Heaven for me. Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me. All its beauty and wonder I'm longing to see, but Jesus will be, you know, Jesus will be, yes, Jesus will be what makes it heaven for me.
And the Bible clearly says there is another Jesus. Why do I want to tell you this? Because I'm convinced that we're going into an era, we're going to see a world religion. It is already here. And you're going to be surprised about it. It's not going to be a menial religion that forces everybody to believe a certain way. That's not the way Satan does things. Satan allows you to believe any way you want. Satan is the most democratic person in the universe. He's pro-choice. You can choose your own beliefs, your own doctrines, your own commandments, your own ways of living, your own behavior and conduct. You can be an adulterer, a homosexual. It doesn't matter. Satan will accept you into his holy ecumenical church. And it doesn't matter if you say, I believe in this Jesus or that Jesus. He'll say everyone is welcome, except one kind of category, those narrow-minded fundamentalist Christians, because they believe in only their way.
and they believe that only they are right, and therefore you're not eligible for Satan's version of heaven. And my friends, you ought to be proud of that. I don't want to go to that place that Satan calls heaven because I know it's hell. And a lot of people are going to find that when they get there. And hell, the Bible says, has been enlarged. It was originally built, constructed for the devil and his fallen angels, but now it's become much bigger. The Bible actually says that. And Habakkuk, it says, the eyes of man are never satisfied, and so hell has to keep being enlarged. Well, so many people out there will tell you that you're narrow-minded and you're bigoted because you believe in only one way. You see, the world religion of the last days is whatever you want to believe in, whatever you choose, whatever set of scriptures, whatever Jesus you want. Now, generally, this Jesus will be pictured as one glowing with unconditional love, offering amazing grace, broad-minded, tolerant, gentle, kind. He would never believe that the scriptures are without error because there's errors in everything. And anyway, it's not the scriptures that count. It's whether or not you have love in your heart for others. The Jesus that we're told to believe in today would never send anyone to hell. He is not narrow. He does not believe in sin, but he does mention mistakes. He is not harsh. He is not a straight talker because he wants you to clarify values according to your own judgment. This Jesus wants you to lean to your own understanding and believe in your higher self. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Throw away all of your preconceived notions and your dogma and what your parents taught you. Condemn no one, because he would never condemn anyone. And no religion is superior. No God is superior, because all worship the same presence or reality. And don't proselytize for your own faith. As long as a person has a faith, isn't that sufficient? And if a man is going the wrong way, don't chasten and discipline him. Let him go his own way because there are many pathways to God. Don't be judgmental. Don't be too individualistic. Do you not understand that the whole community is Christ? For Christ is not a person but a consciousness. This is the new Jesus, my friends. I was recently reading Bible Believers Bulletins published by my good friend Dr. Peter Ruckman in Florida. He says the new Jesus is pictured as a God of love only. The old Jesus, however, says Dr. Ruckman, is one who preached crudeness, rudeness, and roughness. Let me repeat that again. According to Dr. Ruckman, the old Jesus, the Jesus of the King James Bible, is one who preached crudeness, rudeness, and roughness. But the new Jesus is here. The non-dogmatic, non-commanding, non-structural Jesus, and he teaches only love. Well, the timid preachers of America have bought into it, the seminaries have bought into it, and everywhere today, everyone is being forced to conform to this new Jesus. And if you do not, you are thought of as the heretic today. Now, we're going to be looking at some of these false Jesuses being presented. I want to emphasize to you, there are over 1,000. I know that I could list over 1,000 false Jesuses, Jesus types. And furthermore, many of the people that you've talked to out in the street or in the pews of today's ungodly churches will tell you it doesn't matter which Jesus you believe in. Pick any of these, and they're acceptable types of Jesus. They're role models, things for you to believe in. But I'm going to start off with the outrageous statement that these false Jesuses are devils cloaked in holiness. Do you understand what I'm telling you, my friends? They are devils cloaked in unholiness. You know, several years ago, there was a television program. I think it was just went by a letter, the letter V. And it was a story about UFO aliens that invaded Earth, but they were reptilian-type creatures. In other words, they were serpent-like creatures from other planets. But they clothed themselves in human skin and flesh. And they looked just like people, so they could, you know, go right into a crowd, or they could be your boss, your neighbor, your husband, your wife, but yet they would be reptilian. And you wouldn't know unless you cut and peeled away the outer layer, and inside that you would find then the reptile scales. And then once they took that off, you could see they were reptilian people. They were serpents. They were snakes. In effect, they were devils. I believe that when we scratch the surface and pull off that outer layer of these loving, kind, tolerant, smooth, sweet Jesuses, you will find too that they are reptiles. They are serpents. Because they come from the imaginative and fertile mind of that serpent of serpents, Satan, or Lucifer. Well, let's talk a little bit about these Jesuses. Now, I'm going to say for another program, the millionaire from Nazareth. I think that deserves a whole program. There are preachers out there telling you you can be rich and God wants you to be rich. He wants you to have Mercedes and yachts and jewelry and furs and Cadillacs and the whole bit. And if you don't have those things, you must be doing something wrong. You don't have faith. They call themselves Word of Faith teachers. And they actually believe that Jesus was the millionaire from Nazareth. Now that is such an atrocious teaching, and so much from the pit of hell, that I'm going to try to spend a whole program on that. But right now, let's just get into some of the other false Jesuses. For example, the sexual Jesus. This is pretty despicable and disgusting. And friends, before I even begin to talk about this particular Jesus, I want to emphasize to you that the whole Christian community is heading in this direction of these false Jesuses. And I think the gravest disservice to Christ, I would call it a horror and a terror, is for us not to preach the true Jesus Christ. Now, Galatians chapter 1 warns that it is witchcraft. It literally is witchcraft. A person is bewitched if they preach another gospel. Not only are they bewitched, but they are accursed if they preach another gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, it tells us there is another Jesus. And we should not tolerate this other or another Jesus. A lot of people don't understand that. And that's why the Promise Keepers, Trinity Broadcasting, and so many others, Robert Schuller, we can just talk about names on and on, all the way to the Vatican and Billy Graham, who basically preach a Jesus, and a lot of what they say is correct. But when you really analyze it and look at the Bible, it's another Jesus. I want you to understand, this is the satanic religion of the last days. I am convinced that we are going to be taught these false Jesuses. They will not, of course, be described as false. There will be glowing statements about how much people love Jesus. I think the greatest deceiver will say, I love Jesus. He will say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in His Word. Jesus loves you. And this is what makes it so deceptive. Because the instant you then say, if you believed in the Holy Jesus, then you would believe in what His Word says and commands us to do. And you then become the enemy, the arch enemy of Satan when you do this. You know, if you sent a daughter off to college and she was a nice young girl, maybe brown hair, green eyes, weighed about 120 pounds, 5'3". She was a Christian, didn't use profanity. But she came home one day from college after she had been there about 6 months, spouting curse words, smoking marijuana, her hair dyed purple with spikes on it, with a leather jacketed boyfriend with her. She weighed 240 pounds. Her eyes had changed and suddenly they were pink. You might wonder if it was still your daughter. Well, maybe underneath all of that it is, but look at all of the false trappings. Look at all of the deceptions and illusions that are involved. I'm convinced, though, that there's a difference. You see, underneath all of that, there is still your daughter, and maybe you can bring her back to her previous state. That's what I want to do in this program. I want to bring people back to their first love, which is Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's what it says in Revelation. Jesus says, return to your first love. That's what I want us to do. And that's why I believe we need to expose these counterfeit Christ. And again, I emphasize, and this is the third time in this program, I emphasize that the religion of the last days, the New Age world religion, will be one that supposedly honors Christ and preaches a Christ of love and tolerance and diversity. That will be the religion of the last days. You won't go and take a mark at some church, the mark of the beast, and worship the Antichrist, knowing he's evil. No, you will go to a church that preaches Jesus, the wrong Jesus. That's going to be the essence. That will be the great deception. Revelation 13 says that this beast of the last days who rises up out of the earth, it says that he will speak like a lamb, the Lamb of God.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please tune in next week as Pastor continues this series entitled The Millionaire from Nazareth and 1001 Other False Jesuses.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.